Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Building Better Blocks to Healthier Life Show with Penny McElroy. Daily episodes packed full of informational wellness nuggets. Because your healthier life is closer than you think.
Welcome to the show. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and during the month of November, we're learning all about the building blocks to good health from certified integrated nutrition coach, Penny McElroy. Now, this week, we're talking about the importance of the type of fuel that we use to fuel our bodies, as well as hydration. We're talking about food and water. And today, Penny, I think we're going to be talking about why it's important to choose that right fuel for the things that we want to live in if we want to live a healthier life.
Yeah, that's right. What we eat is the very core of our health. Almost without fail, you can track everything back to the food that we put in our body throughout our lifetime. And it doesn't have to be just recent either. I mean, it can be 10 years ago, the way that we ate. It sets up a system in our body of expectation. And when you look at it, food is actually information that our bodies uses to function. If you eat too much of it or too little of it, if you eat the wrong kinds, if you eat the right kinds, all of that has to do with how our body reacts. It determines whether we're overweight, undernourished, at risk for development of diseases, diseases like arthritis. And a lot of people don't realize that arthritis is connected to the food that we eat, diabetes, and heart disease. So, and those are just a few of them. It affects everything that we do. Even Alzheimer's, they're finding out that it is connected to the food that we've eaten throughout the years. Not 100%. Some of it is hereditary, but there's only like 20% of the diseases that we face that is actually connected to hereditary issues.
Well, so Penny, what this sounds like is that we are actually in control at every single meal for the destiny of our health.
Definitely. We can set up our health. We can be in control of our health by controlling the kind of food that we eat. Our body, what food does to our body is it enables the cells in our bodies to perform the necessary functions that needs to be done. I tell people all the time that the cells are actually the foundation of our body. And as long as those cells are healthy, just like the foundation on a house, if the foundation on a house is sound, then you've got a sound house. If our cells are sound, then you've got a sound body.
So we need to fuel properly. You know, this is something that, you know, doctors and, that when we were in Sesame Street, they're trying to tell you all this kind of stuff. And I remember the after school programs were like, don't drown your food, right? Those kinds of things. But why is it so hard for us to take this knowledge that we know to be good for us and not follow it?
I think all of us pretty much know what it is that we're supposed to be eating, but we're bombarded every day with billboards, with commercials, with fast food places on the streets, with habits. We've developed habits. I'm tired. I got to go home. I got kids I got to feed. So what I need to do is stop at a fast food place and grab something to eat. And then you look at the choices that you've got at the fast food places. And like I tell people all the time, when I was a kid, nobody told me that potato chips and Cokes was not a good choice. So I had no information. It was there. I trusted the people that was selling it to me, never thought about who is it that's making this, why are they making it, where is it coming from. I realize all the time when I'm talking to people and you say things like wheat is where we get our bread from, and it's like they don't get the connection. You know, we used to, years ago, a lot of the food came out of our gardens in the backyard. We were so connected to farming that we knew enough to know that you picked the wheat, ground it up, and made flour in order to make bread. But today, there's not a connection. And people seem to think that you go pick your apples out of the grocery store. You know, they don't make that connection at all. So I think that is a big reason why people are not really as tuned into what food does for us. We just eat out of habit, and we eat out of convenience.
So what you're saying is that there's a big disconnect between where food comes from, which is the ground, and the food that is on our table. It seems like people just don't connect the two, that they realize why it's important to know where your food comes from before you put it in your mouth.
Yeah, and they don't. They don't make that connection of why it's important. And unfortunately, the food manufacturing companies have taken advantage of that, because a lot of the food that they feed us in the form of processed food has very little resemblance to food. For instance, you know, for years we've been told, don't eat butter, that's so bad for you. But the alternative was margarine. And do you know margarine is one ingredient away from plastic? So we basically
right.
been eating plastic. And they've been telling us that this is better for us than the natural thing, which was actually butter, which now they're finding out is just not true.
Right. I've always been a fan. I think I will trust a cow, which, by the way, is where butter comes from. It's a process, but it gets there. I would trust a cow before I trust a chemist, and the chemist is who made margarine, right? Well,
right.
So is
exactly.
there, and you're right, we need to be more connected to that and kind of going to real food and hopefully look for what real food is over the course of the week. But is there ever a point where someone can look at themselves and decide that it's too late to get started? Because let's say they all their whole life they've grown up with fast food, with, you know, instant food, with, you know, just everything, you know, just the ramen noodles and the instant foods and the processed foods and the packaged foods and the fast foods, and that's all they know. Is there ever a point where it's just too late to start over, or is the damage already been done to your body?
It's never too late. Now, I'm not going to tell you that if you're severely damaged, if you've already got disease, that it's going to be easy to turn it around, because it's not. It takes time. It takes conscious effort. But it's never too late. It's all, every single day should be a little bit better than yesterday. And that's what a health coach does. That's the goal of a health coach, is to help make sure that our clients are making choices that's going to make tomorrow a little bit better than yesterday was.
Right. You know, I think what you just said makes a lot of sense, because it took time to get where we are. If we're in an unhealthy situation where we're overweight, or we're not, you know, we're not fit, or whatever everyone's particular situation is, that didn't happen overnight. Like, for someone who's 20 pounds overweight, you didn't just wake up 20 pounds overweight one day. you accumulated
no.
it over time through lack of movement and through poor food choices and a sedentary lifestyle. So, and when I say you, I'm really talking about myself at this point, but that happens, it happens. And so in order for you to think, well, I'm going to eat this one salad and everything should be great, that's not realistic, because it didn't take one burger to add those 20 pounds. So I think you have to be forgiving of yourself in kind of relearning, or maybe not relearning, but learning for the first time what it takes to have a healthy fuel intake. And when I say fuel, I say that for a reason, because I think a lot of times we shove things in our mouth and we don't realize that is the actual fuel that our body uses in order to operate, in the same way that a car uses fuel in order to go. So if you need to go from, you know, your home to work, you've got to put gas in the car. Well, that gas has to be processed a certain way. It's got to be a certain quality of gas. You know, if you put, you know, raw crude in there, it's not going to operate. And I think when we eat junk food, it's almost like putting, you know, just crude fuel in there, and it's not going to, your car's not going to last very long. And by the same token, our bodies aren't going to do as well or as long if we're not giving it proper fuel.
No, they're not. And that's what we need to make ourselves aware of. I tell a little story, and I've actually got a skit that I do that is real simple, and it kind of explains what happens in our body as far as what we feed it and what it will give back. Have you ever played Pac-Man?
Yes.
Okay. Most people have, regardless of their age, even little kids, know Pac-Man.
But I want you to think of Pac-Man. Imagine him being a cell in your body. And then the monsters are what we call free radicals. And these free radicals are actually cells that have lost an electron. So basically it's a sick cell looking for an electron and hopes to gain the electron from another cell and make itself whole again. That's not how it works, but that's what the cells act like. So we get these free radicals from smoking, pollution, fried foods, poisons, the air we breathe, everywhere. And there is a normal metabolism that happens in our body that creates these free radicals. But imagine Pac-Man surrounded by these little monsters, and they're attacking him and trying to kill him. Now, when is the only time that Pac-Man is able to turn on the monsters and gobble them up?
When he eats the, is it a blueberry? I don't know. It's the big blue ball, something that's going to give him power.
Yeah, it's an energy ball. And sometimes it's in the form of a fruit or something like that. But in reality, that's what our cells are going through inside of our body. And the sicker that cell is, then the more of those energy balls that it needs to be able to fight off those free radicals. And the free radicals is actually what causes disease. Because the more sick cells that you've got running around in your body, then the weaker you are and the more susceptible you are to things breaking down in your body. So if we can feed ourselves, like Pac-Man feeds himself on energy balls, which is fruit and vegetables, if we can feed ourselves on that, that's where the nutrients come from, then we're going to have a stronger, healthier body and be able to fight off disease. Disease is rampant in the western part of the world. The United States is ranked number 9 in life expectancy among nations in the developed world, which is terrible, as much resources as we have. The workforce is plagued with absenteeism, reduced productivity, chronic health problems, and that includes mental health like depression. And 78% of our healthcare expenditures are actually for the treatment of chronic disease. So the answer to our healthcare issues is to make our bodies healthier, and that goes back to what we put in it.
It makes sense. Give your body premium fuel. You know, you go to the gas station and there's the regular gas, which is 87 octane, and you go to the middle gas, which is, I think it's 91 octane, and then you go to the premium fuel that's 93 octane, and you're going to shell out a few cents more per gallon, but that's the highest performance fuel that you can get. Put that in your car. Well, guess what? If you're going to get, you know, premium fuel for your body, it's going to be organic. And guess what? It's a few cents more per pound. But is your car worth it? Is your body worth it? The answer, my friends, is always yes.
And I always tell people, you know, we think of, and you'll hear people say, to eat healthy is going to cost you more money. And yes, if you look at an organic apple versus a not organic apple, yeah, it's going to be a little more expensive. But once you start getting your body in line, you're not going to eat as much food. So because you're not hungry. So you're satisfied with what you're eating. You're not depriving yourself of anything, but you're satisfied with less. So you're not going to be spending as much.
Yeah, it makes so much sense. And I'm really excited about this topic this week because I think it hits to the heart of a lot of us. And with Thanksgiving coming up next weekend, that is definitely a time to enjoy, you know, your family favorites. But because of the holiday season, it's always a good time to kind and try and start adding some positive health fuel habits into the mix of your traditions. So starting tomorrow, we're going to be talking about water and why water is the most underused solution to overeating.
To receive more healthy building block tips, simply go to yourwellnessplan.com.